Thank you, Owen, and thank you, everybody. I'm very honored that I've been allowed to speak, and I just hope I say something that helps, somebody in their recovery. So I want to start out with a little background. Start the timer here so I don't go on and on and Al-Anon. Just a second. I got this. Okay, there we go. Okay, so a little background. So many years ago, our sons became addicted to cannabis. And my wife Hazel and I, we tried to help them become sober by paying for rehabs and many other different types of programs. And sometimes they were in recovery and sometimes they were active in their disease. Our youngest son, he died by suicide on August 14th, 2018. And the last articulate words I remember him saying to me were, "Cannabis has ruined my life." And our surviving son, he blamed us for his brother's suicide because he said that we stopped buying quote unquote medical marijuana for him. Hazel and I noticed that the cannabis was actually making him get a lot sicker, not healthier. So that's why we stopped. And so I think about, and I've said this many times in my shares, that if it wasn't for Al-Anon the last 12 and a half years, there's no way I would have a life right now. I mean, I guess I would have a life, but I don't think it would be very healthy. I think it'd be very unhealthy. And I think I would just be surviving and not thriving like I am. So I really give a lot of credit to my sponsor, actually two other 12-step programs I'm in, and my service that I do. Also, I give a lot of credit to Hazel, my wife, for all her love and support, and just, gosh, all the tools, the steps, all the meetings, and all of you, because God, I know God works through all of you. To help me and has worked through all of you all these years. So thank you. So let's see what I wanted to do now. Once I get this, okay, here we go. Is just talk about the Serenity Prayer, because that's really been a big part of my recovery, my healing. But before I get to that, I want to talk about hope. And so a lot of people this time of year, they watch the show, It's a Wonderful Life. And I saw an interview, I actually read an interview by Carolyn Grimes, or with Carolyn Grimes. So you see Jimmy Stewart and Carolyn Grimes when she was little in the movie. And so in the interview, the interviewer says, why do you believe It's a Wonderful Life has remained so timeless? And Carolyn Grimes says, "I think the story, It's a Wonderful Life, applies to everyone. They see themselves in George Bailey. They identify with the struggles he went through and how he survived. He made his own life wonderful. And there are wonderful things in life. It's a story of hope and how we can all make a difference, even when things seem hopeless. You don't know how many letters I've received from people over the years who tell me they were on the bridge, and after watching this movie, they realized that their lives weren't so bad after all, and they walked off the bridge." So that's what's Al-Anon, and again, all of you and all the tools I've learned from Al-Anon, that's what it's done for me. So I feel very alive right now, and again, I want to thank everybody and thank the program. I'm also involved, like I said, in other steps. Okay, so now I want to go to the Serenity Prayer. So I think I've said the Serenity Prayer thousands of times over the years. So the part, "Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change." So for me, that is all about acceptance. When I first started out, you know, when I went to my first Al-Anon meeting 12 and a half years ago, I thought I could, you know, learn how to change my sons. But then found out pretty quickly, I couldn't. So March 23rd, page 83, and Courage to Change. Alcoholism has contributed to so many dashed hopes, broken dreams, and considerable pain in my life. I do not wish to dwell on these feelings, but neither do I wish to turn my back on them. Al-Anon is helping me to face even the most unpleasant aspects of my past. By taking hold of the hands of those in the fellowship, I am able to feel the pain and mourn the losses and move on. These feelings are a deep part of me. When they come knocking at the door of my awareness, I wish to open it and let them in. I need to treat myself with the same care and respect that I would an Al-Anon member sharing pain, confusion, and turmoil at a meeting. Only in this way can I become whole and at peace. And today's reminder, they say that pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. If I learn to accept that pain is part of life, I will be better able to endure the difficult times and then move on, leaving the pain behind me. And the quote, when we long for life without difficulties, remind us that oaks grow strong in contrary winds and diamonds are made under pressure. That's by Peter Marshall. So for me, the acceptance was a very big deal because otherwise, again, I would just be suffering. I'm not sure if I could even go on unless I accepted what was going on. So in 2017, Hazel and I went to Spain, to Northern Spain, because we were having such difficulties with our sons. We needed a geographic break. And I know sometimes, a lot of times people say, oh, you know, it's still going to be with you if you go somewhere, if you do a different location, move somewhere or something like that. However, we were still working on our program. So I think that's why I think this little trip we took really helped. It was a walk, it's called the Camino. It's up in Northern Spain. And the first morning of the walk, I was very anxious. And I remember asking my higher power, you know, for some type of sign or some, you know, tell me something, you know, something to help me. And I got nothing. I didn't feel anything. The next day, again, I was anxious again. I said, please help me. I need help. Again, I didn't hear anything. So the third day, I just kind of said, okay, I guess I'm not going to hear anything. And I let go. I really did let go. And about a minute later, as I'm looking at my feet, and I hear, step away. And so I looked around. I didn't see anybody. I think Hazel was way ahead of me. And nobody else, I couldn't see anybody behind me. And so when I heard that step away, it basically kind of blew me away. I mean, I've never heard anything like that before. But I realized, as far as I was concerned, that was my higher power. And saying, let go, let God. And I got this. So from then, it was like when I realized that was my higher power telling me that he's got it, it was like a 1,000-pound pack being just taken off my back. I also realized that I didn't hear that until I let go, because that was the third morning, and I just thought, well, maybe I'm not going to hear anything. And again, a minute later, that's when I heard that. So it kind of reminded me to just let God work and my higher power work in his own way. And I have something else to read on that. Let's see. Okay. Sorry about that. I lost my. Okay. Let's see, yeah, on page, so on page 202 of Courage to Change, July 20th, let's see, the quote at the bottom by Alan Watts is, the harder we try to catch hold of the moment to seize a pleasant situation, the more elusive it becomes. It is like trying to clutch water in one's hands. The harder one grips, the faster it slips through one's fingers. So once I stopped, again, trying to be so anxious and hold on so tight, that's when I feel like I heard God's support and love and message to me. Let's see. And then on October 19th, in Courage to Change, says, let's see, it's in today's reminder, what I can't do, my higher power can. When I let go and let God, I am free to take risks and to make mistakes. I know that I am powerless over many things. Today, I can take comfort in knowing that I don't have the power to ruin God's plans. So now I'd like to switch to move on to the courage to change the things I can. So the combination of all the tools in Al-Anon, all the support and love, and again, working with Hazel, my wife, and my sponsor, that message step away gave me the courage to change the things I could. I stopped being a doormat and detached with love. I continued to love my sons unconditionally, but I discontinued my unconditional help, which was enabling them. And then as far as the part, the wisdom to know the difference, I'm not smart enough to know the difference between, I'm not always smart enough to know the difference between what I can change and what I can't change on my own. But with your help and by using the tools I've acquired from Al-Anon, and again, all the things I've already mentioned, by allowing my higher power to carry me when I just can't carry myself, after I've done the footwork, after I've put in the time and effort, then my higher power does carry me. And I feel like it's like a team, it's a team. And I remember one time someone said, if you look over and God's in the co-pilot seat, you're in the wrong seat. So I really like that one. So now I'd like to talk about service, because service has been huge. I really got into service in one of my 12-step programs 15 years ago, and it's made a huge amount of difference for me. Okay, so this is in How Al-Anon Works. Page 100. Service in Al-Anon allows me to stretch ourselves and to practice the Al-Anon principles while we connect with others with whom we can be ourselves. It's an opportunity to attempt something we actually can achieve and to gain self-esteem by doing something of value. At a time when many of us find ourselves easily preoccupied, service provides a way to keep busy without getting ourselves into trouble, adding structure to an otherwise scattered or disorganized schedule, and providing an anonymous and nurturing environment in which to explore and to grow. We discover that when we reach out to others, our own pain diminishes and our recovery begins to soar. And that's happened for me. Although there was a time when many of us shied away from such activities, fearing that we had so little we could hold on to without giving part of ourselves away, this is no longer a concern. Today, as we continue to practice all we have learned, we care for ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually far better than we had ever thought possible. Part of that self-caring involves understanding that love is not lessened when given away. In fact, the more love we offer, the more love we will find within ourselves. Thus, whenever we truly give of ourselves, almost magically, we find there is more of ourselves to give. And again, I found that to be very true. Ironically, the only real way to keep the riches we receive is to give them away. By taking advantage of these opportunities to practice unconditional love, we make love an ongoing part of our lives, and we learn by giving, we always receive. And again, that's definitely what's happened with me. Some of the other slogans that have helped me to keep it simple, and that's what I love about Courage to Change. I can look most of these slogans up in the index, and if I'm feeling kind of hopeless, I'll look up, of course, hope. If I feel, like I need to take care of myself, I can look up, self-care, and it has a fantastic index, and I just read those different pages. I also try to read, almost every day anyway, the daily, the part for the day, like today, of course, December 25th. But if I find that day doesn't really, I'm not really connecting with that reading, then I'll go into the index a lot of times and find something that I want to work on. Like facing reality, faith, etc. Gratitude is a big deal. Gratitude has 13 entries in Courage to Change. So let's see, I had it written down which one I was going to read, but let's just go to 45. That's the first one. And that helps me also. If I start to feel like I'm a victim, then I'll look up gratitude, and I find I have a lot to be grateful for, or I'm reminded of it. So let's say 45. So at least I'll just go back to the today's reminder. I will thank my higher power for whatever I experience today, even if I feel troubled or confused. I know that every experience can offer me a gift. All I have to do is be willing to look at my situation in the light of gratitude. And the quotes from Helen Keller, everything has its wonders, even darkness and silence. And I learn, whatever state I may be in, therein to be content. So to me, again, by Helen Keller, that means a lot right there. Let's see, some of the other sayings I like, progress, not perfection. In addition, having gratitude for all the loving people in my life. I know being grateful is a big part of my recovery because of how it makes me feel. So again, when I think of all the great things I have in my life, all the good things, it takes me out of that pity party and into, gratitude, unconditional love, and it makes me feel lucky, and fortunate. So again, I think I'm just going to close with, because of Christmas now, it's a big movie that people watch around this time of year. It's from A Wonderful Life from Carolyn Grimes. I'm going to repeat it again. I think the story applies to everyone. They see themselves in George Bailey. They identify with the struggles he went through and how he survived. He made his own life wonderful. And there are wonderful things in life. It's a story of hope and how we can all make a difference, even when things seem hopeless. So thank you so much. I love you all.
Thank you, Bart.